negotiate for desired resources. Once the resource plan has been created, the identified resources must be acquired. Given the large scale of most transformation projects, resources from many organizational areas are typically necessary. However, when considering the larger organization, there are often many areas of need simultaneously competing for a limited set of financial and personnel investments. In many cases, partners throughout the organization or larger supply chain will offer resources or personnel that are available without consideration for what the transformation project actually needs. Occasionally, managers in a given area may attempt to offload problematic employees. However, it is important to transformation project success that the project seeks out individuals and resources that meet the needs of the project. This decision should be largely up to the core business area that is being transformed. Because the best practice is to seek individuals based on skills, capabilities, and team fit, the desired individuals in cross-functional areas may not be freely available. As such, it may be necessary to advocate or negotiate for individuals. This process may simply involve engaging additional stakeholders at a higher level to attain project buy-in, perhaps by highlighting ways in which the area in question stands to benefit by releasing the resource, S, or individual, S, to the transformation project, making a benefit-cost argument. It may require pledging to acquire or supply resources to replace the borrowed or acquired resource or promising support in future projects that are important to the other stakeholders. Using the resource management plan and prioritizing the most important times that the given resource or individual will be needed, and releasing them to their primary responsibilities during less critical times, may help secure the resources as well. If all else fails and financial resources are available to do so, contracting with external contractors to fulfill a project role may be a viable alternative as well. Using reputable industry leaders, such as ISCM, can help an organization achieve excellence. To do so, the organization will still need to invest in necessary resources, such as Scoremark, and training, such as on ScoreDS. The outside consultant can then provide an unbiased view of the organization's supply chain performance and improvement needs. Negotiating for required resources may also involve acquiring material supplies for the project. Where new materials and supplies will be necessary, it is good practice to examine multiple alternatives and select the most cost-effective providers, negotiating terms and conditions in the favor of the organization, since most of these will be transactional relationships. Conserving financial resources during the initial procurement phases of a project may help provide the flexibility necessary to adapt to changing and unexpected conditions during the execution of the project.